So we're in a series called Making It. Let's go with the message today. It's on hope. 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 Now, I've looked at the pit. Remember the pit? Oh, yeah, I'm still in it. All right. And I feel like I made a couple of steps up. Feet are in the wall. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, woohoo. Hey, one thing funny happened. It wasn't funny. It was really crazy. My brother, when we got to Carolina, this ain't the message, so this is extra. We get to Carolina on a Thursday night, so he, me, and Charles, we go eat barbecue. That's what you do. An old place out by an old airport. Don't even use the airport, but they turn the hangar into a barbecue joint. Man, that's what I'm talking about. And so little planes do fly in and out of sometime. But we ate there, and then, but Portia, Terry's wife, had one of these women's parties. You know, they're going, I don't know what, Avon or selling stuff or something like that. Terry said, Lord knows we can't go back to the house. And I'm like, Lord knows we can't go back to the house. That's for sure. Just park me out in the country somewhere. So but he said, well, let's go see a movie. So we get there late. It's like 8 o'clock. I mean, all the movies have started, the movies I want to see. And so there was the movie Sanctum. How many have seen the movie Sanctum? Good, don't go. The movie is about being in one of these, exploring these deep underwater holes. A pit, yeah. So for 2 hours, I'm in a pit. In 3D glasses. Yeah, and the people, they all there's 8 people, and 7 of them die 3 feet from me. My head was about to pop off. Even Charles was messed up over it. But anyway, so I preached a few weeks on the pit, then I went and saw the pit. Am I right, Charles? Yeah, there's Charles. He did not like that movie no more than I did. But anyway, so I preached on the pit, then I did Psalm 23 in that first service, then a message on endurance, and now a message today on hope. Okay? Let's go with the message today. Hope, you gotta have it. Can you say that with me? Hope, you gotta have it. If you don't have hope, you're shot. You're done. They may as well cover you up. Okay? Hope, you've gotta have it, man. You've got to have hope. Let's talk about it today. Spirit-filled hope. It's not a hope-so, maybe-say, who-knows kind of so-so hope. Okay? Spirit-filled hope. Because you're a child of God. Because God is your Father. Jesus is your Savior. The Holy Spirit, the living God, lives inside of you. You have the precious Word of God. Amen? You have the Church of God, the people of God in your life. That's Spirit-filled hope. Amen? Spirit-filled hope is not a so-so kind of thing. You know what? We say hope. Well, I hope so. You know what I'm saying? That's not Bible hope. Bible hope is this. It is a confident and believing kind of hope. That kind of hope is confident. It's believing in God. Amen? Who cannot lie. God can't lie. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is always faithful. It's putting your hope in Him and not in a person or people or in yourself, quite frankly. You understand? We're talking about that kind of hope. And you can have that kind of hope. A good definition for hope is, say it with me, confident expectation. A confident, come on, expectation. I confidently expect this to happen. I confidently expect that to happen. I confidently believe that I can get better. I confidently believe that I can make it. That's what I'm talking about, that kind of hope. And when you're wounded and hurt and down, the enemy comes in and wants to take that hope away. This is a spirit-filled kind of hope. And you can have this. As long as you're alive, you can have it. Okay? Will you breathe with me? We're breathing. Amen? We're alive. So we got hope, man. Is that right? Yes or no? As long as I'm alive, I got a chance. Amen? And you got a chance. We got a chance here. All right? That's what I'm talking about today. Confident in God. Pop it up. Confident in Jesus. Confident in the Holy Spirit. Confident in the Word of God, the Bible. That's that kind of hope I'm talking about. You understand the difference? And like, well, I hope we get to go to the ball game Friday. No, it's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you're putting your confidence in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, in the Word of God, and that confidence starts coming back out of you. It's called hope. Are you listening today? That's what we're talking about this morning. Confident in the promises of God's Word. That's why if you don't know God's Word, You're killing yourself, man. You're killing yourself. There are things in that book, well, I don't understand the Bible, all the V's and the thou's and all that kind of stuff. That is bull. There's all kinds of promises in the Word of God, and they're yours. And that will help you have hope. Amen? I just don't, you can watch Fox News till the cows comes home. I'm as conservative as the day is long, okay? But that's not where I get my hope. You understand? Not my government, not me. I get it from God, from the Word. That's where I find myself in my right mind. That's where I find myself doing better when I think this way. It's very important, man. Satan is all about what? Say it with me. Satan is all about doubt. He is a liar. He's all about doubt. And I hope that doubts and whines ain't spirit-filled. If you say, well, I'm hopeful, but I doubt, it ain't spirit-filled hope. It's a hope that you have that's made up that's just a carnal hope. It's what the world has. But see, God gave us something that the world doesn't have. See, He's given us something that's special and unique, and it's a spirit-filled hope. That's what we're talking about today. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred, hope put off, makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. If hope is out there somewhere and you can't see it or you can't get it, you're going to be sick. You understand? And you're going to stay sick. But you can get better. Where there is no vision or no hope, the people what? Perish. When you just say, it's no hope, we don't have any hope, all hope is gone. Well, you may as well jump off the bridge then. Amen? In the movie, The Sanctum, horrible movie, don't go see it. Or at least don't get him 3D glasses. One makes it. One survives. I'd like to be that one. Wouldn't you like to be that one? Wouldn't you like to survive? Isn't that what the word endure means? Isn't that what we said last week and a couple of weeks ago, the message? Endurance means what? How to survive. I want to be that guy. You can do it. But spirit-filled hope. That's what we're talking about today. Now, we're going to unwrap all this in a second. Now, faith and hope go hand in hand. Faith and hope go hand in hand. They're not the same, but they are very similar, and they're like a glove and a hand. They go together. Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then we with patience wait for it. Or that word could also read, but if we hope for that which we see not, then we will endure for it. If you don't have hope, you're not going to have endurance. You understand? Well, I just want to endure. Well, if you ain't got hope, you ain't going to endure, fool. You see what I'm saying? And hope, if it's something you can see, that's not hope. It's like faith. Hope and faith. Very similar. Who by Him do believe in God that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and your what? Hope might be in God. So the kind of hope I'm talking about today is not I hope I can go to the ball game Saturday, or I hope so, think so, maybe so. No, this hope is tied closely to your faith. I think I may have lost some of you this morning saying this. Did I? This kind of hope I'm talking about is closely tied to your faith. So if you don't have faith, you got no hope. Got it? And if you've got faith, it doesn't mean that you have hope, but it means if you have faith that you surely can have hope. Got it? I haven't lost my faith. Well, then I've got a chance, amen, to have some hope. They go hand in hand. They're very closely related. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now let's look at hope today. Let's look at hope. Now, this is quite a message. We're going to look at hope in the Bible. Here we go. I love this. Of course, this is my line. I came up with it. If you're alive, you can have it. I like that.
I'm just talking to me today. If you're alive, you can have it, Clark. Well, I'm alive. Amen. That's all of us in the room. If you're feeling hopeless today, listen to me. If you're alive, why not make this a day of hope? Why not make this a hopeful day today? Amen. What about tomorrow? You might not even be alive. But you're alive today. Have hope today. You understand what I'm trying to teach you today? Teach myself. Now, this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Ecclesiastes 9:4. For to him that is joined to all the living there is. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Woo, that sounds like something somebody in Rockingham wrote. Come on. You see that big old lion with his big mane? I'm the king of the jungle. I'm the king of the jungle. Bang, somebody shoots him. He dead. Old mangy dog comes up. Used to be scared to death of him. Sniffs around him now. Who's got more hope, that dead lion or that living mangy dog? That living mangy dog. So that might be how you feel. You might feel, man, I'm just a dog. I'm just a living mangy dog. My life just sucks. Excuse me. That might be how you feel. Listen to me. But you're still a living mangy dog, baby. Come on. Excuse me. Is that what it said or not? Did it say that? Don't you feel like when you're down sometimes so low that you just can't have hope? So I want you to know the Word of God teaches as long as you're alive, even if you're a living dog, you can have hope. That should encourage your heart. I mean, you're safe. Hey, brother, just go, whoo, I'm in. Amen. I'm telling you. I'm alive so I can have it. Would you say that with me? I'm alive so I can have it. So, Lord, I want it. Teach me today. How do I get full of hope? Now let's go to the Word of God. Let's just get a lot of hope. Here we go. Right to the Bible. How do I get full of hope? Well, you hope in God's Word. Let's look at some scriptures. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You hope in God's Word. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience or endurance and comfort of the Scripture might have what? Hope. I get hope from God's Word. This is how I get full of hope. I've got to get in the Bible. I don't like the Bible. Then fine, be hopeless. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I want to go to church where they don't tell about the Bible. Well, fine, have one. We got screwed up people here who need some hope. Amen? I need hope. Where do I get my hope? From the Word of God. Okay? And don't tell me you cannot read the Word. That is crazy. My dad had a seventh grade education. My mother, who became, as far as I'm concerned, a Bible scholar, had an 11th grade education. Don't make those excuses. You can have hope, but you've got to get in the Word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your Word. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. In his Word do I what? Hope, man. It's incredible. So that's how I get full of hope, through his Word. But I hope also. How do I get full of hope? Hang in here with me. I hope in the Lord. I hope in the Lord. Don't put your hope in a person. Don't put your hope in the preacher. Well, I hope in the preacher. I hope in the preacher. That's a dumb thing. Hope in the Lord, man. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. Amen. Put your hope in the Lord. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in you. You feel it? Say, this is just Bible. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right in the Bible. Psalm 43:5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. I'll be honest with you. Going to bed on Saturday night, I wonder what I'm going to look like on Sunday morning right now. Will my countenance be up? My countenance be down? I get out here, men pray for me, and I'll tell you what. I've got a pretty daggum good countenance today. Why? Because my hope is in the Lord. That's the beautiful thing about being at church and being with God's people. It can get your hope in the Lord. Does that make sense to you? Amen? So how do I get full of hope? Hope in God's mercy. It's what the Scriptures teach. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His what? Mercy. Okay? Beautiful. The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His what? Did you know that's a spiritual thing? When you hope in God's mercy, God, you're a merciful God. When you start to hope like that, God goes, wow, I love that. I love the way they're hoping in my mercy. Amen? Instead of, I'm going to pull my own self up, you know, and some brother, you got to give some stuff to God, man. Amen? God loves you loving His mercy. Can you say that with me? God loves you loving His mercy. One more time. God loves you loving His mercy. When you cry out to Him and say, be merciful to me, God, please. He goes, I love that. I love that. Isn't that good? You got hope, man. This is how you get full of hope. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ of the glory of God. Hope in God's mercy. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So, hope in God's mercy. Hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He was merciful to us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But one of my favorite verses in the Bible, verse 8. But God commended His love toward us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hope in that God loves you like that. Amen? We sometimes forget after we get saved, sometimes it was His mercy that saved us. And by the way, when you're going through junk, it's His mercy that's going to get you through the junk. Amen? Come on. Hope, man. You got to have it. Let's keep pushing it. Let's see what else we can learn about hope. There's power in hope. Did you know what? Just me talking like this morning, right now, within the last 15 minutes, I already feel more powerful. Yeah, I mean, isn't it the truth? Already, I'm talking about hope, and already I'm like getting up ready to hit somebody. You know, it's crazy. Power in hope. There's power in hope. Come on. It bears you up. Let's see what it says. It bears you up. Hope. Love. It says love bears all things, believes all things. What's the word? Hopes all things. Endures all things. Hope will bear you up. Keep looking. Several of them. We're going to push it. It lifts you up. Hope will lift you up. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hope will lift you. You need hope. I like this. I put it this way. Hope holds you down. It anchors you. Especially when you're screwy, messed up. It's good to have something holding you down. Got it? Look at the scripture. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us. Which hope we have as a what? Anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hope is my anchor, holds me down. Amen? Keeps me steady, keeps me from drifting, going crazy. It will do when you're dying. Can you say that with me? Hope. It will when you're dying. That's some good stuff, ain't it? Don't you want something that's going to last all the way to the end? That's what hope does. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which have died, that you sorrow not as others which have no what? We're believers in Jesus. We don't sorrow like people that don't know Jesus when they die. Y'all know that or not? I've done hundreds of funerals. I can tell you the difference every time. Where there's hope, there's joy, and there's a happiness. Even in the midst of sorrow. It's incredible. Hope, man. Hope's something we need, ain't it? Say, man, give me some of that stuff. That's good. Are y'all all right? Am I boring you to tears with hope? I don't think so. Hey, this is something that world out there would love to have. And that's your job and my job to live out this hope before them. Let them see that we have hope. In the midst of our mess, if they can somehow see that we have hope, wow, what an incredible thing to be attracted to. Amen. All of us can do this. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Hope continue. How long should you hope, preacher? Hope all the time. Hope to the end. Look, I will hope continually. I will yet praise you more and more. Well, it ain't working out, or this happened, or that happened. I keep on hoping. Hope continually. Satan doesn't want you to hope. God wants you to hope. Keep hope alive, baby. Come on. Psalm 71. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know the numbers thereof. Hope firm. Hope firm. Keep firm in your hope. But Christ as Son over His own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope. What's the word? Firm. Unto the end. Hey, you can let some things go. Don't let hope go. Don't let hope go. Got it? Say that with me. Don't let hope go. One more time. Don't let hope go. Hold it firm. You can let some things go. Don't you let hope go. You need hope, man. We desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of what? Hope unto the what? End. Hope, man. Firm. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience or endurance inherit the promises. Be firm in your hope. Y'all hearing me today? Hope to the end. How long should I hope? Till hell freezes over. Hope to the end. When's the end? I don't know when the end is. Just keep hoping all the way. What's the Bible say? Gird up the loins of your what? Mind. Be sober. And what? Hope to the end. For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation or the revealing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hope. And one day, you're going to wake up. You're going to see Him. One day, it's going to happen. And you're going to be so glad you didn't let go of hope. Wow. Looks like we made it. Amen. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Don't give up hope. Why? Hope purifies you. Hope purifies you. You know, when a person loses hope, sometimes it's anything goes. Anything goes when people lose hope. They lose their moorings. They lose their morals. They lose their mind. They lose all kinds of things. But when you have hope, hope has a purifying effect on your life. How do I know that? Well, that's true, and the Bible teaches it. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Now look at verse 3. And every man that has this in him does what? Purifies himself even as he is pure. When you keep your hope in Jesus Christ, your hope in God, your hope in the Holy Spirit, your hope in the Word of God, in His promises, it has a purifying effect on your life. Even in the midst of chaos, you can be refined and come out as gold. But you've been hammered. You've been beaten and you've been burned. But God looks at you as precious. You see what I'm saying? Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. My last thing today is eternal hope. Do you have that today? Do you have eternal hope today? If you die today, I'm talking today, I mean, it's your day to die. Do you know that you have heaven as your home? Do you have that confidence? See, that's what hope is. Do you have that confidence? Well, I hope I go to heaven like I hope I go to the ball game. That, see, it's different, right? Say, No, no. Are you confident heaven's your home? If in this life we only have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and he's become the first fruits of them that have died. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ, say it with me, shall all be made alive. Do you have that hope? But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Do you know Christ? Do you know if you died today, do you know that you'd be with Jesus Christ? Do you know that for sure? Do you have that confidence? Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is... Are you sure when you die that Jesus Christ is victor in your life? Do you know that when you die, he's right there and you're going to see him? You have that kind of hope? Isn't that incredible? Oh, death, where is your sting? Can you say that? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You have that kind of confidence? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say that? Say. Hey. You ain't bragging, you're just telling the truth. Amen? When I die, I have victory. Why? Because I have Jesus. And since I know that, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I thought the Bible was just a mean book. Hit you on the head. God wanted to punish you. Wow, I found some hope in there. It's all over the place. Grace, hope, mercy, love, forgiveness, goodness, new life, new creation in Jesus. All that good stuff is in that book. Amen? Hope. Come on. You got to have it. Amen? Hope you got some hope today. Did some of it get on you? Do you feel some of it got on me, man? Some hope got on me today. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. That was good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together if you would. Thank you so much. I ask you to hang in here with me, unless you're going to lose your job. You got to go to work. I understand that. Otherwise, let's let this message sink in, and let's just hang together a little bit longer. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the Word of God. Oh, God, the screen was full today of your Word. And we just, all the verses just had to do with hope today. Wow. You have so much to say to us. And we just scratched the surface on that word hope in your Word. There's so many more verses that talk about it. But Father, I pray today we got the message that you want us hopeful. You want us confident. You want us just believing today. Father, thank you for just teaching me that today. And I receive what I taught today. I receive it into my own life today. I need this. I want this. I want to be that kind of person. You know my struggles. But God, I ask you just to work in my life, to make me a person of hope, of confidence in you. That's what I want to be, because I know that's right. And it's best for me. I pray that for others here too today that are hanging on to that prayer for their own life. And Father, I also pray, especially today, for some that do not have eternal hope. They're doubtful if when they die, they're going to go be with you, God. I pray today they could just humble themselves and receive your free gift of salvation and love and what your Son Jesus did. Bless, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you sing this with me?